The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week, we'll be defining some of our favorite parent phrases. We're going to serve as your personal mama Wikipedia or Wiktionary this week.
Right now, class, let's turn our attention to one of my new favorite phrases, Botox brow. Now, we're not actually talking about getting Botox here. We're talking about keeping our brow nice and neutral when it comes to dealing with our tweens and teens. I'm reading a book right now about middle schoolers, and the author recommends practicing the Botox brow method if you want to get your tweens and teens to open up.
Yes, and I thought what the author said about tweens and their inability to decode facial expressions was really fascinating. But make sure I understand this, Shannon. Okay, so teenagers are terrible at reading facial expressions, and they often think their parents are mad, even when we're really maybe just expressing shock or sadness. Is that right?
That's right. The author said tweens default to, oops, I think that's my mom or dad's angry face, and Botox brow helps you avoid any misunderstandings. A mad mama makes a tween feel judged, and feeling judged will make him or her shut down and stop talking.
Okay, so let's review, class. When your teenager comes to you with a situation, you just keep a totally neutral Botox face, right?
That's right. No furrowed brow, no big eyes, no expression whatsoever.
Okay, and now what's the name of that book you were reading again?
It's called Middle School Makeover. It's by Michelle Eichard. I don't know. She also has a blog called MichelleInTheMiddle.com, which is really good.
And speaking of blogs, we'd love if you'd visit ours. Actually, ours is more like lots of little blogs all in one parenting website, but it's all local. Stop by and see us at nwamotherload.com,
where moms click.